Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Let's start with a happy dude. I'm going to call him Happy Dude because despite the fact that he was involved near Tampa, Florida, Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office caught this dude who ran from a crash site. He was involved in a one-vehicle crash, his vehicle, and then bolted when authorities showed up, the Hillsborough County authorities showed up, bolted to a construction site. And they say that he found a dirt pit, and he lay down in that dirt pit. And because of security cameras in the area, that we could see, like, in the dark, you could see this lighted figure because it's hit the warmth of his body. He's doing, like, in the dirt pit, he's doing, like, dirt angels. The sheriff's office are around, looking for him. He's just laying down doing dirt angels. Dirt angels. Happy dude doing dirt angels. Eventually, at some point, I guess he got frustrated. He got up, bolted. The sheriff's office caught up with him, and he's facing numerous charges. Let's see here. And, oh, this is such a sad story. They put the woman's mugshot in the picture. I think the headline says it all. Florida woman threatening to kill her ex-boyfriend and his new girlfriend if they didn't have sex with her. Yeah, you heard it right. She threatened, have sex with me or I'm going to kill both of you. Anyway, very, very sad eyes, this poor woman. From South Texas, you're listening to The Dana Show. How many millions of people across the country in the vicious cycle, end of the year? It's a new year, a new you, a new chance to get into the gym, maybe change your eating habits, and then people fall off that wagon about 30 days after the new year. Health coach Shannon Sutton joining me now, and I'm pointing to something called the Writing Off the End of Year Survey, Shannon. That survey said people expected to gain like 8 or more pounds before the end of the year. It's like they threw their hands up. Okay, I'm just giving up. I'm not going to stress about it. Or more than 7 in 10 said, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to eat what I want. I'll gain 8 pounds before the end of the year. Last year, it was about like 5 pounds, and it was about 50%. But there's something in the survey, Shannon, that caught my eye, which I think it's the key to changing things in 2024. Check this out. So 50% of respondents admit to having so much before the end of the year that they had to undo a button or loosen the belt. 35% have eaten until they felt sick or full to bursting. That's the key right there, in my opinion, Shannon. Eat less. Enjoy it. It's a portion control. Eat about, as I heard something about in a Japanese study, eat up to about 80% full if you can kind of gauge that. So don't eat until you feel like you're going to bust open. I think that's the key.
Absolutely. You're actually taking the words right out of my mouth. So you're on the right train of thought. So basically, it's the holiday season, right? We've just been going to all these get-togethers, gatherings for the last like 6 to 8 weeks. And that's a lot. It's not just like one Thanksgiving meal or one Christmas dinner. It is just a season of indulgence. And don't get me wrong, you do want to be able to enjoy and have those nice things. But you hit the nail right on the head when you said you want to eat until you're about 80% full. And, you know, I think a whole lot of Americans, that utensil, whether it's a fork, spoon, whatever, it turns into a shovel and we just go to town and then we basically eat until we can't breathe. And that really right there is the problem. So if we can kind of slow it down a little bit, enjoy it, savor that flavor, and then stop when our body is like, hey, I've had enough, I'm satisfied. That makes a huge difference
How many people who start a diet or they start exercising, over 90% will fall off that wagon by after the first 30 days?
Yes, especially with New Year's resolutions, because we all have big ideas, big goals, right? So a lot of people do start signing up for gyms and different programs come January, but only about 9% of people total actually stick with a New Year's resolution and follow through.
Fitness coach Shannon Sutton, I mean, this is Super Bowl season for you, right? You got people calling you left and right already scheduling their, air quotes, change in lifestyle starting in January?
Right. Some people even got ahead of the curve. They didn't want to rely on a resolution to get started or that be their motivation for losing weight. So I have had some, quite a few people signing up in the last month, which is wonderful. But really, with typically New Year's resolutions, people try to attempt this on their own, try to figure out weight loss all by themselves. And let me tell you, it's a lot of information. That's why I love what I do, because I look into all these things for my clients. So I make it easy for them to actually stick to a routine and achieve their goals. So really, people give themselves about a month or two, and then they realize it's kind of a lot more work, or it's a little bit more challenging than they anticipated. Typically, people kind of start trying to look for trainers and advice about February or March is honestly what I see.
Sure. I think the people that would start that on their own without a resolution would likely be more successful. The whole idea of resolutions and every year it's the same thing. And I think that if you fail, and when you fail, most of these people obviously fail, that's really depressing, discouraging. The New Year's date is what motivates people, and resolutions are, they're useless and silly. It's got to come deep within to try to change that lifestyle, I think.
You're exactly right. And you know what? I think it's really going to be a mindset. And a lot of people, they have these big goals in mind. And the reason they start end up feeling like they're failing is because they're saying, you know what, I'm going to make it to the gym 5 days a week. And so if they fall short of that and only make it two or three, then it's a negative response that we have to ourselves. Oh, I didn't live up to my goal. But look, if you were going to the gym zero times a week before and you showed up two or three days, that's a success, you know?
Okay.
So 3 days is much better than none.
Yeah. Well, good luck keeping up with that schedule. Fitness coach Shannon Sutton, I'm of the opinion you don't need gyms. If you work into your schedule a 30-minute brisk walk in your neighborhood, if you can manage to do that for several weeks, in my opinion, I think that makes sense. Then you can fit into your schedule a nearby gym. But if you're not going to do like the brisk walk 30 minutes in your neighborhood, don't even bother bleeding $15, $25 out of your bank account every month for the next year under a contract. That makes no sense to me.
Exactly. And that's kind of the problem, too. People feel like they have to go zero or 100. But really what's important is that your routine is going to fit in your lifestyle. So scheduling that 20, 30 minute walk a day is wonderful, because if you know you can show up for that amount of time, then you can add on to it. People don't take into consideration typically how much time they have, their energy, work, life,
yes,
family, all these things when they're making these resolutions. So it's really, really important to look at everything in your life and see what you can actually achieve, and then hold yourself accountable to those simple things. And once you're nailing that and you're doing good with that, then we can maybe add something else on to help you make more progress.
The energy issue with age, it becomes worse. And if you're out of shape, you'll just keep sinking into that quicksand. So if you can find a brisk walk and increase your activity, I think most folks will tell you. Just the fact that you feel better will motivate you to keep going.
That is definitely a motivator, and everyone wants to bring up motivation with, you know, things like exercise. But I think one thing that's important to keep in mind is motivation is actually an emotion that fluctuates. It comes and goes. Motivation doesn't just show up on your doorstep on January 1, like, hey, let's go, right? So it's a discipline. It's a non-negotiable that you set for yourself because of those things. Like, I do this because it makes me feel good. It makes me have better energy. I'm sleeping better. And can you imagine how much better you show up in the world when you feel good? You're getting 7-8 hours of sleep. I mean, in work, in your family, everything. It makes a huge impact.
Let me ask you something, because I know you're always looking at these diet fads and what people do. Check this out from Harvard University. They published it. It's in the news today. They found that some low-carb diets actually make you gain a few pounds. And it's a pretty good-sized study. 120,000 adults over several decades, they grabbed all these different studies, found that those on low-carb diets that emphasize healthy fats and plant-based protein had a better chance of keeping off excess weight. Those on low-carb diets that included meat and unhealthy fats gain an average of 5 pounds over 4 years. I wanted to get your thought on that huge study.
That is pretty interesting. I would have to look at it myself, but really, I believe everybody's body is different. So some people do really well on a carnivore diet, and all they eat is meat, and that's a lot of red meat as well. So I think it depends. It varies person to person. And typically what I see is that people can lose weight initially on a low-carb diet, but the problem there is when you're on a low-carb diet, you're actually dropping a lot of water weight. Carbs retain water in your body, and honestly, we all need carbs. Carbs give us energy. So I definitely don't recommend cutting out entire food groups like that, just because overall health benefits and things like that. But yeah, I definitely say each person is individual.
Yeah.
And the best approach to nutrition, it's not even really focusing on a specific diet in that sense, but, you know, eating foods that you enjoy, also maintaining moderation.
Yes.
And like you were talking about proteins, I think that the more protein that we can get, it's actually proven, it helps increase your metabolism. So your body's going to be burning more fat.
Okay.
And helping you retain lean muscle mass, which is so important. Of course, as we age, retaining muscle mass, preventing bone loss, and just helping balance hormones even.
Okay, I'm making notes here. More protein. Let's see. More Popeyes fried chicken in 2024. Got it. I got it. I'm kidding. Stay healthy, people, in 2024. And thank you for joining us today, friend. Fitness coach Shannon Sutton.
Looking for a proactive solution in a battle against COVID-19? Well, ivermectin is now available at All Family Pharmacy, based in Boca Raton, Florida. With a growing interest in its potential benefits, ivermectin has emerged at the forefront for its antiviral properties. Supported by robust research and real-world experiences, it has gained new attention as a possible ally in managing the impact of the virus. For reliable information and access to quality products like ivermectin, visit allfamilypharma.com/Dana and save 10% with promo code Dana10. Your health matters, so stay informed. Visit allfamilypharma.com/Dana. Navigate these challenging times with informed choices and proactive steps. All Family Pharmacy is U.S.-based and safe. Embrace the possibilities with ivermectin. Save 10% with code Dana10 when you place your order now at allfamilypharma.com/Dana. That's allfamilypharma.com/Dana, code Dana10. That's Dana and the number 10.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Heads up, popular portable blender posing a danger if you have it. According to U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, it's called BlendJet, voluntarily recalling about 5 million of these things. The BlendJet 2 blender, sold by Amazon and Costco, Walmart, Target, all the big ones. So this product, currently for sale, not impacted by the recall. The company said the recall notices saying the earlier versions risk the blender overheating and the blades breaking off. Oh, that's not going to be good. Extra crunchy shake for you. Two French chefs and a cheesemaker breaking the Guinness World Record by creating a pizza with over 1,000 different types of cheese. The chef was behind the culinary creation that was baked back in 2020. Boy, it took 3 years to confirm this. 1,000 types of cheese. I say double pepperoni and put some pineapple on it. Probably tastes really good. And see, a group of 15 modern era finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame Class 2024 have been announced. Check with the NFL site, Cooperstown. They're gonna put in five of the modern era. Among the new names, Andre Johnson is a Houston boy. That's Texan, that catches my eye. And the Browns have punched their ticket to the NFL postseason following a 37-20 beatdown of the Jets on Thursday Night Football. Good for them. How many years, how many decades for the Browns? From South Texas, I'm Sergio Sanchez. You're listening to The Dana Show. So from the Los Angeles area, near the shore, several people injured, giant wave hitting a California beach. And look for the video I'm talking about on X, on Twitter. This guy, he did us all a favor. He was running away from the water. You can hear him, like, gasping for air. And he was scared that the water was catching up to him. I think he had some software that maybe normalized or kept everything from looking too shaky. Or he just was holding the phone, like, almost perfectly. Because you could see the water right as he was running full speed, and people behind him running full speed, you can see the water coming ashore through the street, up the road, up that boulevard, engulfing vehicle after vehicle after truck. This dude must have ran like at least a quarter mile before he was able to slow it down, see the water had stopped. It looked like a little mini tsunami. 8 of the people, 20 people, nearly 20 people were swept off the Ventura Beach. Massive wave that crashed on onlookers were standing behind a barrier. 8 of the people were taken to the hospital. And there might be more to come. The National Weather Service saying that there were some large waves and some dangerous rip currents. And they will continue in California through the weekend, even up to San Francisco. Could see waves as high as 40 feet. And coastal flooding, high surf alerts being posted from the West Coast, the Pacific Northwest, up Oregon all the way down to the Mexican border. So just a heads up in California for that. There was another thing I noticed, and a friend of mine, Joe Bastardi, we were going back and forth, Joe Lundberg as well, from two separate entities, weather entities. Somebody had posted, I think it was probably one long-range weather computer model, stating like in 2 weeks, we're going to have like this huge mass of cold air come down from Canada into the nation's midsection all the way down to like North Texas or maybe Central Texas. It's 2 weeks away, maybe 2 weeks plus away. And computer models are something all crazy. But anyway, just something to watch over the next several days as we get closer, go deep into January. We might have another one of those freeze apocalypse around the corner. Google reportedly has agreed to settle a $5 billion consumer privacy lawsuit. Full report in Reuters saying that Google has agreed to settle the suit. They claim that Google secretly was tracking your information. In fact, millions of people, their information. They thought that they were browsing privately. And so the lawsuit argued that Google's analytics, the apps, the cookies, all the ancillary stuff that still asks for your permission, they continue to track your activity, or millions of people, their activity on Google. Even when they had set on Chrome, the browser, they set it to incognito and other browsers to private browsing. But Google just kept on going through the other windows that they had access to your information. $5 billion. So it's a $5 billion suit. They settled the suit. I don't know if they settled for it much less than that. Every time I see a regulatory agency, the government in any form, take a giant like Google or you name it, Tesla or Microsoft or an oil giant, whatever, anytime they take these people to court and they announce a settlement to the tune of billions of dollars XYZ, wouldn't you like to know what happened to the money? Because how often do you hear headlines like this, right? That some big company settled for billions of dollars, the government going after them for whatever. Man, that's billions and billions and billions of dollars over many years. What happens to all that money? Now, everybody uses Google. Yes, I know. I try to talk up, you know, DuckDuckGo, for example, or Bing, another search engine. Try to give competition. We need some competition. We need some other strong search engines. We just can't have just Google, but Google's the brand. Everybody uses Google. So I'm sure with all the research and the reading and the online, the posting that here around the news department right now, that we have to do, and individually we have to do as well, I'm sure we're part of this. We're part of that. Well, we should be part of this. We should be getting a check. Like I'd like to get in on this action, $5 billion, or if it was like $4 billion that they settled for. What happens to the money? Man, I would love to hear politicians up in D.C. saying, look, we have these, even if they say we have these unconstitutional regulatory agencies not called for, federal government, this is irrelevant. Well, they exist now, they go after companies, and they get billions of dollars. I'd like to hear a politician say, I'm going to pass a single-issue legislation to make them accountable. These agencies who get the big, fat paychecks, I like to know, the taxpayers deserve to see, the consumers deserve to know.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.